You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Associate Minister of Health Peter Dunn announced this morning that the rules around medicinal marijuana access will be eased. At the moment, ministerial approval is required before cannabis-based products can be prescribed, supplied or administered. But in his announcement today, Dunn said this decision-making process will be delegated instead more widely to the Ministry of Health. I spoke to Dunn earlier to find out the significance of the change.
It streamlines the existing process. It means that specialists will be able to deal directly with the Ministry of Health and get a decision as quickly as possible in their patients' interests. It's a further step forward in making suitably approved products available to patients who will benefit from them.
And so it's reduced some sort of barriers, like less
yes,
bureaucracy?
It has, and I've also, as part of the other part of the announcement, is the fact that we will be advising the medical fraternity of the range of products that we know that are available that potentially can be accessed, so that will make it easier for them in terms of making their decisions about whether to prescribe these products for particular patients.
And so what's caused this move?
Nothing's caused it. It was always in my mind to do this. We've been developing this policy over the last couple of years as our practice has developed, as our information has increased, and it's now timely to move in this direction.
And so, okay, so in terms of like how this will tangibly change people's lives, if someone needed cannabis as a medical treatment, they would go to the doctor,
well,
and then what happens?
They will be needing a cannabis-based product. This is not about raw cannabis at all. That's not on the agenda. So they will need to talk to their GP in the first instance and a specialist. The specialist will then make a recommendation to the Ministry of Health for a particular product to deal with a particular condition, and that will be approved or disapproved.
Right, but I guess perhaps the turnaround time might be faster in this instance?
I think it will be. What I'm hopeful is that we'll see as a result of the greater information that's going to be made available, where it's appropriate, and this is a decision for the medical fraternity, not for me, obviously, but where it's appropriate, more use of these products made to a patient's benefit.
And so do you see this as a step towards more progressive cannabis reform in general?
The government's got no interest in, and nor is the opposition, I note, in dealing with recreational cannabis issues. So this has nothing to do with that. I think it's part of the evolutionary policy that we've developed over the last couple of years in terms of making better use of cannabis-based medicines for conditions that people will benefit from as our knowledge base increases. We've needed to move responsibly and cautiously, because this is a very large and untried area of public knowledge, and there are risk factors involved. And we had an experience a couple of years ago, or a bit longer than that, 3 years ago, with new psychoactive substances, where there was a public uproar about all these products suddenly becoming available. We've got to be very, very careful that we act prudently and safely in the public interest.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.